We got rabies, a naked pastor, and a rave. No, it wasn't my last Tuesday. It's episode 5 of Letterkenny.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Adam Carr here. Welcome back to episode 5 of Letterkenny. This show just keeps pushing it, right? Every time you think, all right, they're gonna cruise off now. They're gonna do some cruise control. No. Nay. Not these guys. This ragtag tag team. I'm gonna take that again. This ragtag team of ragamuffins. Boom. Yeah, that's right. I said it. You didn't think I was gonna come back, do you? No, it's okay. You fall down, you get back up. That's the point. All right, let's see. We open again on Wayne, his German Shepherd puppy, which is very quickly growing. That's the cutest dog in the world, right? Wayne, if you ever need someone to watch that dog, I'll watch that dog. It's my girlfriend right now. She keep talking about a dog, right? And a German Shepherd keeps coming up. I can't watch the show with my girlfriend, not because I don't want her to see the show. She sees that German Shepherd, you're gonna fuck me over, Wayne. Thanks. Anyway, guys start off, they go and see a naked Glenn in church. And why is Glenn naked? Well, because it's hot. And he's taking off his pants. And he keeps telling Daryl, it's okay. You can take off your overalls, whatever you need, that jumper, and I'll just hold it for you. I'll just hold it next to you. Which every guy says, that's a no and a Texas size 10-4. Thanks so much, Glenn. They find out, unfortunately, there isn't a Pied Piper for possums, and one gets stuck under the house, which, of course, Daryl goes in there, my man Daryl, balls to the wall, grabs the possum, and gets his hand bit. Now, for those of you who may or may not know, I'm a hand model, and I can tell you first off, when there's danger, you do not put your hands first. Maybe your feet, maybe your elbow. Who gives a shit about your elbow, man? But your hand? Ugh. I was offended watching that scene. So Daryl gets bitten, right? And he's sitting there and he's starting to act like a humanoid, Cujo. What's going on? And Katie's the only one who picks up that Daryl might actually have rabies. And of course, her suspicions are highlighted and brought to truth when Daryl throws up. Now, I don't know if you remember the movie Cujo, but I'm pretty sure throwing up, that's right around there. It's like with the glossy eyes and the drool coming out of the mouth. It's pretty crazy. So Katie takes Derry to the hospital, right? She's got a heart of gold. I love that girl. She's sweet. Katie, find a good guy. Find a nice guy who helps take care of you for once. You're taking care of all these numbskulls. Good for you, Katie. Finally, we find out that Stuart, who's also outside the hospital when Katie comes there, he doesn't feel or look so good. And he and Katie actually have this really nice, sweet moment where she tells him that he used to be kind of charming. And that when he played music in high school, she liked listening to him. And he was like, wait, you found me charming? And she's like, dude, you know, we're not in high school anymore. The meth thing, it's not cute. It's not funny. Get off drugs. I do like about this show that they're basically kind of telling you all the amateur stuff you used to do in high school, college, maybe into your 20s. It doesn't really hold up if you want a sustainable, loving relationship. All right, that's my soapbox. I'm getting off my soapbox. You guys okay? You still here? He's talking about love and relationships. It's Letterkenny. Ease off. Sorry. So Katie was actually impressed with Stuart's music, and I wrote it down here. I was sensing some Texas-sized tensions there, if you catch my drift. So Stuart gets inspired. He goes back home. He tells Devin, he tells Ron, I'm no longer doing meth. Instead, he's gonna come back as a DJ. Prompting Rawl to ask, oh, like how many nicknames do you have as a DJ? Right? And we found out. Here are Stuart's nicknames for a DJ. Now, if I can, I'd like to, this is part of my special segment. Special segment, Stuart, DJ names. DJ Pimpy Longstockings, DJ Peter Blumpkin, DJ White Power Map, DJ White Power Bottom. Power Bottom, what's that? Now, Wayne, of course, is going to give us some lessons about skunks. Wayne gives us a little insight here into what he knows. Thank you, National Geographic Wayne, because I did not know that skunks are impervious to bee stings. Yeah, did you know that? Mother skunk teaches her little ones how to, like, cave away some of that that honey from a honeycomb. Can't get stung. Then, of course, Wayne finishes it with saying that they hibernate, and to stay warm, they take turns farting on each other in the winter. I'm not sure if that's true, but you know what, Wayne? for Letterkenny's sake, I hope it is. Now, we talked about this. We talked about skunks, bees. All right? The more you know. Stuart's group, of course, now is trying to sabotage him during the rave. They don't want to do it because the meth has completely dropped off. Nobody's making money anymore. Stuart's feeling better. Stuart's sober. He's doing great. He no longer has those giant bags under his eyes. He doesn't have the scabs on his neck. He doesn't look like he should be an extra on The Walking Dead. I'm actually proud of him. He's doing well. And he asks Katie to come too. And of course, Wayne sees him talking to Katie and he goes, hey, get the hell off my deck. Like hell you're going. But Stuart tries. Then he has this poster and he tells her she has a VIP pass. And he tells her security's going to be really tight, but he'll still talk to her and if she can be there. And I gotta tell you, it's really weird. I was hopeful for him, and I was also like, I hope he gets everything he wants. Because this guy's legitimately trying to turn around his life. And good for you! If you've been addicted to meth, and you want to throw a rave, and you want to be sober, do it! Screw all these other people. But then it gets sad, right? Because Stuart's there, and nobody shows up. Nobody shows up to his rave. Katie shows up. As Wayne says, it's really sad. Wayne says to Stuart, you are spare parts, aren't you, bud? Which I'm pretty sure that means he's kind of broken and can't piece himself back together. And Stuart comes out, sees the empty crowd. And in that moment, you see the breakdown of Stuart's character. And it's really sad because this actor gets a fantastic moment. He's been funny the whole time. He's been, whatever you do, meth. But then he has this moment where you're like, shit. You deserved a good night. A night for you. And of course, the special segment coming up next here. This moment of Stuart not getting what he wants is going to have a profound impact on the final episode. Because Stuart not getting what he wants is going to prompt him to go back to Devin, Rald, all the gang, and say, we are going to make Letterkenny the biggest meth head in the country. Yeah. How you feel now? Dare. Drug resistance, whatever. That keep kids off drugs, whatever. So, Stuart goes back when it makes it a big meth capital. Pretty sad. Thank you for joining today. Sorry to end on such a somber note. Check me out on Instagram, at funnyguy1985, or if you want to check out some of my stand-up, my hand model stills and reel, it's adamcarr.com. Thank you and good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.